13th of November to the 15th of November. It's a weekend from a Friday through to a Sunday. 30 corporate executive women are going to be having an interesting time of it because they'll be participating in the Chain Reaction Women's 300, which means that they will be partaking in a 300-kilometre three-day cycling event, and it's all to raise money to help support children in need. In fact, this year they hope to raise in excess of $100,000 for two children's charities. One is Freedom Wheels, which is an organisation that custom builds bikes for children with disabilities. Isn't that an incredibly worthy cause? We should talk about that on the program in the next few weeks as well. The other is for something called Radio Lollipop. Now, Radio Lollipop is an international charity, and as the name suggests, it provides radio and play services to sick children in hospital. The money raised from the ride is going to go towards building the very first studio for Radio Lollipop in Victoria. As I said, it's already an international charity, and it's going to be held here in Australia at the new Monash Children's Hospital, which is currently under construction. Interestingly enough, pretty much as I speak, they're doing a kind of a dry run, really, of how Radio Lollipop might work in the new Monash Children's Hospital hallways. And in fact, Lisa Leong, who's a board director with them, joins me from there right now. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lindy. I'm at the pop-up.
It's a pop-up station.
It's a pop-up. We've just popped up in the foyer.
Describe to me what's around you. I mean, how far away are we from the hospital being finished?
We can see the hospital being constructed. It's next door, and they've put the foundations in, and it's been constructed pretty quickly, actually. It'll be done by next year. But we're in the foyer of the old hospital, and it really is a makeshift. We've got a speaker, we've got a microphone, and we've got DJ Greg on the mic.
DJ Greg. And what is DJ Greg doing? It's obviously material suitable for children.
Yeah, so our playlist is quite different to yours tonight. We didn't do any Midnight Oil.
Oh,
we've
sad.
Been doing a lot of Frozen.
Of course you've been doing a lot of Frozen.
It's been
great.
The top 10, there's a lot of Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And Disney then just takes out the rest of the nine spots.
So what age group are we targeting here? What age group are we talking about?
So in the Monash Children's Hospital, you will get children of all ages, up to teenagers as well. So our volunteers will interact with people who want to stay in their beds by doing crafts. But we also do the radio component to connect the children who are feeling lonely and want to hear about other people's experiences. So it actually can be from quite young to quite old. So our volunteers who are highly trained are very flexible with how they interact with the children.
So how much interaction can be done given that it's I'm assuming that the radio, so a bit like me right now, I'm broadcasting to, you know, a larger number than, say, 10 people. So how do you, I can hear Frozen in the background. So let it go, just let it go, Lisa. But how do you interact with them? Because I get interaction with people texting and calling in and that kind of business. How do you react with the kids while they're in hospital?
Yeah, so we've got two ways. One is connecting through the radio, and if the children are well enough, they will come down and be guest DJs on the radio with us.
Yes.
The other, or in the playroom as well. But then we do have ward visiting volunteers who will actually take the craft and the radio to the bedsides as well.
That's great.
So, yeah, so we sort of have to do it that way, but we have a theme. So tonight is pets. So all the craft is about pets, and sometimes the songs are about pets, but we could only find Who Let the Dogs Out, so we couldn't
yes, which is, you know, interesting concept for kids of that age to be listening to that particular song. Do you know where Radio Lollipop started, Lisa? What country it began?
So it began in the UK, and once again it was about connection. So it started off with one man, Hedley Finn, and he basically noticed that there were too many different buildings for the Children's Hospital in the in London, so he decided to connect it using radio in 1976. And it became so popular that it spread in over 25 stations around the world, including the US, all over the UK, and it's established in 1986 in Perth and then went to Queensland. And do you know what? We've only been here for 3 years in Melbourne.
Wow.
So we're a baby.
Totally a baby. It sort of fascinates me that it hasn't started in Melbourne before this. You know, that it was something that it just seems like it makes such sense to make the experience for kids so much easier. And you know, it's not as if radio's just been invented. It's been around for a really long time.
I know, and I think it's because Radio Lollipop is really driven by volunteers. So it's pretty much 99% volunteer-driven.
Yeah.
So it was really because I was volunteering in hospital radio in London, and then when I came back to Melbourne, I was looking to volunteer and... because I had a child by that stage and I remembered Radio Lollipop, I actually rang up and said, I'd love to volunteer in Melbourne. And they said, we don't exist in Melbourne.
Right. So you thought, I can do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so we just basically started talking to Monash Children's Hospital and they really have a wonderful, foresight about what they wanted the new hospital to do. And so we're part of the fabric. And in fact, they've given us a space in the foyer, the atrium of their new children's hospital. So we're going to have a new, beautiful digital studio for all the kids, and it's like a pop-up studio as well, so the desk pops out so that if you're in a wheelchair or you have an IV drip, you can sort of wheel yourself around the desk.
That is fantastic. I'll be so jealous. I want to come and broadcast from there each
night. And you probably can, actually. I was thinking about that because it's all hooked up. It's a proper radio desk, and that's why the experience is so fantastic. Because children will get to come down and see what it's like to be and operate and talk on a real radio station.
That's brilliant.
Just for them.
How long will it operate for, Lisa? Well, I don't mean in terms of days and weeks and months and years, but I can't imagine it's going to be a 24-hour station. So what hours are you looking at?
So we usually operate between 6 and 8 because we find that if we can change children's dreams to happy dreams, that's the most effective way. And so the way it works is that it's really distractive therapy in a way. We interact with the children so that they actually forget their pain. And one of our proudest moments was a girl was violently ill. She was really crying a lot. And we sort of peeked in just to say, look, it's frozen. Tonight is the theme. And she literally looked up. The tears dried and she started playing and the mum was very sensitive. And then we played more and more and then suddenly she's singing and maybe even dancing and completely forgot that she was vomiting, you know, just a little bit before. And her mum just went, wow, thank you. Because, you know, half an hour ago she was traumatised and now she's forgotten because she loves Frozen.
That's great. Well, yes, it's the power of Frozen, but also the power of Radio Lollipop. I'm loving the fact that this is getting finally established in Victoria and we're going to get a sense of the power that it has, as you mentioned. Already people are seeing that. And the great thing about it is Chain Reaction is going to donate part of the money that they raise on that weekend, 13 to the 15th, to the construction of this studio, this wonderful studio, yeah?
Yeah, and I have been trying to do some of the training, and can I say, it is an enormous, enormous feat that these women are doing. These are very, you know, obviously busy women. You know what it's like. I'm a working woman as well, and you don't actually have a lot of time. So the dedication, seriously, these are super women, and every single one of them, and the coach, and all the people behind Chain Reaction are just superb people, and we just appreciate them so much.
That's brilliant. And do they all, the 30 of them, ride the 300 kilometres each, or is it sort of a tandem thing?
They are all riding
the 300
kilometres,
right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And it's pretty hilly because it's around Daylesford.
Oh, yes,
and
that's pretty hilly.
I was there on holidays just for 1 week, and I went and did a bit of the track just to see how hard it was, and I got stuck on one of the hills, and I thought, oh, maybe I'll just be the blogger.
Be the blogger, Lisa.
Yeah,
no
I'm
shame
blogger.
In that whatsoever.
And maybe the mascot.
I'm loving the fact that you put Radio Lollipop together. I can't wait to see it up and running, and part of the money from this particular charity ride is going to help that happen. Thank you, Lisa. We'll try and come out to visit your beautiful studio and then we'll just get jealous, but we'll come and see what it's like when it's there.
Thanks, Lindy. You're always welcome.
All the best to you. Lisa Leong, who's the board director with Radio Lollipop, now opening up in Victoria. Well, as soon as the hospital is finished and raring to go, doing a bit of a pop-up version of it tonight in the old hospital. But this charity ride, Chain Reaction, 300 kilometres, 30 corporate executive women riding those 300 kilometres from the 13th of November until the 15th, Friday through to Sunday. If you would like to help, there you see. You know where the money's going. It's going to people like Lisa and to her organisation, Radio Lollipop, but also to Freedom Wheels, which custom builds bikes for children with disabilities. So if you'd like to donate, chain-reaction.org.au. And when I say dash, it's hyphen. Okay, not underscore, but hyphen. chain-reaction.org.au is where you need to go.